Blog Talk Radio.
Five, four, three, two, one. We have ignition. Strap in. D-O-C-R, the voice of the Canadian Rockets. Tonight's host, the purveyor of political pontifications, Guru Nostra.
Welcome to another edition of VOCR Radio. My name is Guru, a.k.a. Colin Knight. We have a great show lined up, lots to get to tonight, so let's set up the board, open up the phone lines. We remind you, phone lines will be open for the duration of the show.
On air live, 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. This is the VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockets.
We believe probable cause exists indicating that forgery and fraud may have been committed.
Our goal in the beginning was to prove this document authentic. The problem is the evidence kept taking us somewhere else.
I've spoken here last. Lots of ups, lots of downs, except for my approval ratings, which have just gone down. But that's politics.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets on blogtalkradio.com. 24-hour opinion line, 240-696-6030, or on air live, 347-324-3287.
Welcome to another edition of the VOCR,
the voice of the Canadian Rockets on the TerraChat Radio Network.
You got email, Governor?
An email from John in Ontario. John writes, I remember you from Yahoo Chat. Still spreading the gospel according to you, huh? Well, as a matter of fact, yes I am, I guess. John goes on to write, I think you should worry more about China buying our natural resources instead of Obama's mistake for not buying into the XL pipeline when he had a chance. The pipeline will be built, it must be built, especially now that China has stuck their giant straw into the heavy oil sands in Alberta and created export shipping lanes off the BC coast directly. My question to you is, do you support oil pipeline services or are you a tree hugger? Well, John from Ontario, invoking Yahoo Chat as a memory is alarming. Just kidding. Seriously, 13 years, 12, 13, 14 years ago, maybe. I have been involved with a number of platforms of audio chat, and I'm always searching for the optimum delivery of honest discussion and debate on major issues. And we are going to talk about chat rooms a little later in the show. Those who follow closely the political maneuvers in Canada are keenly aware of China's attempt to secure a supply source for their massive economy. Bringing China into the 21st century has created a massive drain on resources and fuels, and price speculation increases. Unfortunately, Canada, like the rest of the free world, struggled daily to stay afloat in the raging sea of economic time. Although I do support the export of oil resources, I do have concerns over safety and potential domestic terrorism attempts by radical elements of the save the earth at any cost mentality. A scientific balanced delivery system must be found and utilized before those fears will diminish. But our society needs oil. We are addicted to it. The very computer you are listening to this broadcast on has petroleum product, plastic. Very little of our current society is devoid of oil-related tangents. The Canadian oil sands resource was for sale. Prime Minister Harper of Canada made that very clear on a number of occasions. The Canadian Conservative government welcome overseas investment as long as it passes the government litmus test. This test determines if the investment is A, in the best financial and long-term strategy of Canada and its citizens, and B, the impact on Canada of foreign investment. As Prime Minister Harper has said, the deal must be of net value to Canada. The supply of oil was offered via the XL pipeline to our closest trading partner and neighbor, the United States of America, offered to Obama on a plate by our very own Prime Minister. The job plus benefit alone would have kick-started one portion of the equation for a vibrant economy, and that is jobs. Now, die-hard environmental groups with deep pockets and heavy political tactics made an amateur president blink, and Obama denied the pipeline. Now China has stuck her straw, as you say, in an almost unlimited supply of heavy crude. I support both pipeline plans, the Northern Pipeline to the west coast of BC and export to China, and the XL Pipeline down to Texas. Although I believe they should probably build a refinery of some kind closer to the 49th parallel. Let's say Havre, Montana. Now, check out the website for the City of Havre, H-A-V-R-E. It provides general information about the City of Havre and offers contact information for more details. So any of you oil execs out there that think it's a good idea, give them a call. I'm sure they'd love your tax dollars. So thanks for the heads up, and that's what I think about the pipelines. And I'm sure there are some that would think differently, and you never know, they might even actually pick up a phone and say so, because the phone lines are open.
347-324-3287 347-324-3287 Hear ye, the voice of the Canadian Rockets on BlogTalkRadio.com.
Karen from Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada wrote, in response to your invitation to send email to the VOCR, I'm not sure how or where you get your news stories from. Some of them I have heard or seen, but rarely on TV. I assure you, Karen, we are not mainstream media. We dig for stories of interest. Are you not concerned that some group out there may take exception to what you say? Your scathing attack on Al-Qaeda and the fair-weather Muslims a few weeks ago may not sit well with some, even in your own communities. So be careful with your ID and watch your back. It seems that when someone comes along who makes sense, they try to silence them quickly and effectively. So be careful, and she signed it K from Hat, from the Hat. Phew! Well, Karen from Medicine Hat, when I saw your email location, I expected you to want to discuss the British soldier died when falling down the stairs at a local Medicine Hat bar. However, you didn't. So let me say this, Karen. The voice as an entity is under the umbrella of the Terror Chat Network, and they take great pains to protect identities and locations, and the security systems are in place, and I'm very cognizant of my surroundings at any time. Could it happen? I guess it could, but I have learned over many years of observation and education that I cannot, will not, and shall not be dictated to, and any impeachment of my free will be fully resisted. Now, the Terror Chat Network have financed this broadcast and our sister station, Night Talk Radio, completely. They take no source of revenue from either the blogs or the shows. Any funds generated are to cover costs of the system. Any revenue received above costs shall be donated to local and various charities. And if there are revenue streams on the blogs, and there are already slated for charity services. So they have assured us that we have full editorial reign, and they will not plot a political course for any of our broadcasts. So as far as being on the air and broadcasting is concerned, we are self-contained, paid for, lock, stock, and barrel. As for the words we use on the air, yes, we're cognizant of what we say. And yes, there is concern that although it may only be an opinion, it may sway the opinion of others. And let's hope that we're able to guide our friends, our families, our neighborhoods, our communities, so that they may be prepared for contingencies if they are necessary. Hopefully, we provide a service that allows people from all over the nation and the world, for that matter, to make contact and discuss very important situation. We need to push aside the hatred. We need to take away the divisions of Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, and we must become human beings and what is in the best interest of our nation and our world. We're going through some very, very, very difficult times, but thank you for your concern, and stay tuned.
And when reading or listening or watching news information, always keep in the back of your mind the VOCR mantra, Caveat Emptor.
Now, Chaz from Illinois. Chaz has emailed the show frequently on a number of issues, And I think we've used Chad's email before, haven't we?
About a year ago, I think, laddie.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, Chad's emails, why is Romney refusing to divulge his tax returns? What is he hiding? Does he always wear his magical underwear? Well, Chaz. Firstly, your reference to the magical underwear was, as I take it, the reference to the undergarments that all true Mormons are expected to wear. Chaz, given that Mitt Romney is a Mormon, I would say yes, he continues to wear the traditional Mormon undergarments. Now, as for his tax returns, Romney has released what is legally required, and slightly more. Currently, there is a bill slithering through the House that would require 10 years of tax evidence and support documentation. My guess is the bill is designed to close the vetting loopholes which became evident with the current claimed usurper, Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satora. Maybe if the president released his college transcripts, then the citizens could see how many economic classes he took, so it can be assessed how qualified he is to run the economy. Or how about a true birth certificate or social security number or findings while president of his university law society? Or how about the true financial dealings with Resco? Or how about cutting down the Chicago politics tactics?
You see, point in case.
An Idaho businessman singled out by the Obama campaign for giving $1 million in support of Mitt Romney is now the focus of IRS and Labor Department audits. Frank Vandersloot, in an interview on Tuesday, said he received the initial audit notice from the IRS last month. 2 weeks later, he got one from the Labor Department, stating the agency would be looking into records related to foreign employees working at his Idaho Falls cattle ranch. It might all be a coincidence, he said, but the timing is peculiar. Now, Vandersloot gave the pro-Romney money last year to the super PAC Restore a Future. Then in April, he was identified, along with seven other donors, on an Obama website as wealthy individuals with less than reputable records. Yep, it's going to be dirty and bloody all the way to November, when Obama, hopefully in his mind, shall be recrowned the supreme leader, or not. Stay tuned. Keep your emails coming, Chaz.
What's your opinion on the upcoming U.S. election? We want to hear you. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Voice your opinion. Participate in your future. Become engaged in socio-political events. Say your piece.
Looking to contact the show? VOCR2012@gmail.com. 24-hour opinion line 240-696-6030 or on air live 347-324-3287.
The purveyor of political pontification, Colin Nice.
And I have to do tell you, oh boy, the amount of email that we got in from a couple of weeks ago still is thick and heavy coming into the system. We do appreciate it. We will try and get to as much of it as possible. We've received a number of inquiries as to why we give out our phone number when most of the listeners are after airtime. Well, although the question is valid, we anticipate as more North American notification services come on stream, as planned by the TerraChat network, we shall see an increase of live listeners. And I'm sure someone shall eventually get up the nerve to call or give openly their personal opinion without blaming anybody and without having to dance to each other's tune. When we are live, we are live. And if someone feels strongly enough to want to discuss an issue which we have highlighted, then they can clearly do so. And if they wish to verbalize their opinion after air, then they can call the 24-hour message line and leave a voice message to be included in the upcoming editorials. Now, a story link that was sent to me the other day caused me a great deal of alarm. It was headlined in the Sun UK Daily, actually, and flashed throughout Pakistan and India. Of course, I'm talking about the crackdown operation launched against NADRA passport officials. Yep. The Federal Investigation Agency, the FIA, from Lahore on Tuesday, arrested at least two dozen suspects, including deputy and assistant directors of Directorate General of Immigration and Passports, allegedly involved in a fake passport scam. Now, apparently the day before, a British tabloid had allegedly uncovered a visa scam involving Pakistani Olympic contingents. According to the investigation, a group of travel agents and a politician named Abid Chowdhury are involved in the scam, which allows anyone to travel with the Pakistani contingent of support staff for the Olympics if they pay a certain amount of money. Several raiding teams of the FIA launched a crackdown operation in Lahore and arrested at least two dozen employees of NADRA, the Immigration and Passport Office, and several other independent agents. Immigration Passport Offices, Deputy Directors Shahid Akival and Assistant Director Mubashir Timurizi have also been taken into custody for questioning. The FIA has also confiscated records and computers of several travel agents. Earlier, eight employees of NADRA had been suspended, and Chairman NADRA Tariq Malik had ordered inquiries into the matter. And I qualified the story by link to the directly to the Sun UK, and the Sun on 2012 London Olympics, 100 nicked over Sun terror scoop. Around 100 suspects have been arrested in Pakistan over the Olympic visa racket exposed by the Sun, but several ringleaders are still on the run. Investigators yesterday said they feared passport officials at the center of the racket had links to potential terrorists and may have given them bogus travel documents to get into the UK. Mohammed Anwar Virk, head of the Pakistani Federal Investigation Agency, said, "We have arrested dozens of suspects and will interrogate them to get access to the mafia leaders. There are hints some of the accused might be affiliated with terror groups. The main aim is to find terror contacts. It will be a big issue than it is now if terror links are found. We are investigating the terror links and the human smuggling aspect." Abid Chowdhury, the politician who offered a Sun undercover man a dodgy visa plus a letter confirming he was part of Pakistan's Olympic entourage for £7,000, has now vanished from his home. Staff at the Dreamland Travel Agency, who put the Sun in touch with the corrupt passport officials, have also fled. Pakistani's ISI intelligence service said that they had arrested about 100 people. They also said that they were getting the details of all Pakistanis who traveled to the UK in recent weeks and will interrogate suspects among them. And intelligence at airports has also been enhanced to make sure no suspect gets a flight. So, the British security first line of defense has been compromised by an unknown number of persons. The Pakistan Olympic team will be reviewed, and those who do not report to law enforcement will be placed on the arrest list. But the damage could easily already have been done. Government internal security forces have now no doubt activated a pre-planned strategy in the eventuality that a terrorist cell would be active are activated. The chokehold on the outer edges of London will be intense. The perimeter of these venues will be heavily monitored by more than temporary security guards. An old school buddy of mine, whose expertise is in security in the United Kingdom, tells me that most of the temporary contract security that has been hired have minimal experience and only provisional licenses to get them past the Olympics, although they have been screened for criminal activity, if they are first-time terrorists, homegrown jihadists, they will show clear and hireable on a background check. The contracted security company obviously bit off more than they could chew. Management got too greedy, attempting to capture the Olympic brass ring, a body in a uniform. So now they have licenses and clearances, 2 days training, uniform, and they are deployed. How many security personnel will succumb to bribes or threats on relatives who remain in the Middle East countries, or who do not have the skills required to handle issues that may arise? What if they are offered thousands of dollars or threatened with death if they do not deliver a suitcase or leave a door open or leave their post for a washroom break? How secure? How secure is England tonight? How secure is England?
You are listening to VOCR Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network. We'll be right back with more of Open Line.
For every person who found a job last month, which was not a lot, 3 people gave up looking for a job.
Even though we all struggle to make ends meet, some being luckier than others, the pressure which surrounds our daily lives sometimes sends average citizens off the rails. But for the grace of God go I. There is a modern saying that many citizens are 2 paychecks away from the street. The downturn of the economy certainly has not helped in reducing pressures on the home front. If you're doing okay, don't forget those who are less fortunate. Be considerate to their needs and their feelings. But for the grace of God go I.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets on blogtalkradio.com. Looking to contact the show? VOCR2012@gmail.com. 24-hour opinion line 240-696-6030 or on air live 347-324-3287.
For every person who found a job last month, which was not a lot, 3 people gave up looking for a job.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets on TerraChat Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, the purveyor of political pontification calling night.
The purveyor of political pontification. My, my, my. Well, Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul of Texas doesn't get his way very often in Congress. However, this week was a little different. The House overwhelmingly adopted his longstanding request to audit the Federal Reserve on Wednesday. The vote was 327 to 98. The 77-year-old lawmaker plans to retire at the end of this year after a quarter century in Congress and 3 presidential bids. The passage of this Fed bill marks a fitting legislative capstone, and the audit the Fed package was a key part of Paul's larger economic vision. However, it is hollow. The legislation has no path forward in the Senate, but Paul advocated for the increased transparency at the central bank charged with setting interest rates, and by Jove, in a way, he got it. Now, Ron Paul announced in 2011 that he would not seek re-election to his Congress seat while running for the 2012 Republican presidential nomination. He ceased campaigning for that nomination in May and has since returned to the Capitol full-time. So, with impending retirement, what was he thinking? If he'd planned on retiring, why take a crack at the presidency? I wonder what Ron Paul's motive truly was.
Now, one side in this campaign has been telling us that the issues of this election are the maintenance of peace and prosperity. The line has been used, we've never had it so good.
I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about not paying my mortgage. You know, if I help him, he's going to help me.
But I have an uncomfortable feeling that this prosperity isn't something on which we can base our hopes for the future.
The key point I'm making right now is that the economy is moving in a positive direction.
And yet our government continues to spend $17 million a day more than the government takes in.
You're telling me we got to go spend money to keep from going bankrupt? The answer, yes, I'm telling you.
You are listening to VOCR Radio on the TerraChat Radio Network. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Good afternoon. I have enjoyed a full day of meetings with leaders of the government here in Great Britain. I've spoken with members of the government as well as the opposition. We've spoken about matters of foreign policy, domestic policy, economic outlook, and developments here in the UK and across Europe and across the world. I found the discussions to be enlightening and instructive, and have enjoyed the personal opportunity to come to know a number of the members of the leadership here in Great Britain.
This is VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockies.
We believe probable cause exists indicating that forgery and fraud may have been committed.
This is Voice of the Canadian Rockers on blogtalkradio.com. On air live, 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hard-working people out there. You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
It's a different when all is dark, when all your
night as he looks into the darkness and looks for those things that go bump in the night. Night Talk Radio with Colin Knight on the TerraChat Radio Network.
And as we go to air tonight, the United Kingdom are awakening to the opening of the Olympic Games and the largest security event in history. We have heard of and read the breaches in Pakistan passport service and corrections to the passport system that have been made. We understand the risks that some jihadist factions may be plotting some nefarious, diabolical destruction of human life if allowed to continue. And we have watched as the privately contracted security company attempted to execute a contract with the British government and the Olympic Committee that they were incapable of fulfilling. So now it is every citizen's responsibility around the world to listen to those areas where foreign agent provocateurs may lurk and deny them the darkness in which they continuously exist. As an expat, I'm concerned that my birth country will once again see senseless destruction and mayhem, that those who envy the West seem incapable of understanding the word reformation. Security jitters were being felt across the British capital, with the biggest mall in Europe briefly evacuated on Thursday, and a noticeable security change in place at the Olympic Park. Prime Minister David Cameron said, however, that he was confident that the Games, which Britain had worked to produce for years, will be successful and safe. And he said, "You can never provide 100% guarantee, But what I've seen and what I've helped to coordinate is, I think, a fully joined up effort that involves one of the best armed services anywhere in the world. I'm confident we can deliver on that, working with visiting delegations as well. So, while all of this was going on, a fire alarm forced authorities to briefly clear the massive Westfield shopping mall beside the Olympic Park on Thursday afternoon. Apparently, hundreds of people flooded into the street a day before the opening ceremony Friday night at nearby Olympic Stadium. Police allowed shoppers to return after a few minutes, and Westfield Mall authorities said the alarm was triggered in a restaurant area. Now, fears of London terrorism have been at the center of preparations for the London Olympics, and authorities have twice been forced to deploy more troops in the last 2 weeks, first an extra 3,500 troops, and then 1,200 more, when security arrangements clearly fell short. Britain's Defence Ministry also scrambled a Typhoon jet fighter Wednesday after an airplane lost contact with air traffic controllers, and communications were quickly restored and no further action was required. Britain's terror threat level is at substantial, which means a terror attack is a strong possibility. It is a notch below severe, the level Britain has been at for most of the time since 2005 suicide bombings, when 52 people were killed in morning rush hour attacks on London trains and buses. Midwesterners kind of scary. From all portions of England, I pray for peace, and I hope that this goes across very, very quietly without too much muss and fuss. I don't see why there has to be a problem with communications between people for the Olympics. The Olympics is supposed to be a game of peace. And somebody is preparing to piss in somebody's conflicts, methinks. And here in the Midwest, Midwesterners are seeing the worst drought in 50 years. 88% of the U.S. farmland where corn is grown is now drought-stricken. Stunted feed corn and withered grasslands are forcing some ranchers to cull the herds. They are upset. They're frustrated, they're angry, they're concerned, they're worried. All across farm country, they are suffering from a severe drought, which is a real emergency of historic in scope. The U.S. Department of Agriculture forecasts that the drought will have an impact on the food chain and crimp the spending of already strained consumers next year. Corn is the primary feed for poultry, cattle, and pork, and USDA estimates that prices at the grocery store will jump next year by 4 to 5% for beef, 3.5 to 4.5% for chicken, and turkey at 3.5 to 4.5%, and also dairy products. So most farmers, luckily enough, are carrying crop insurance, or those that are using it correctly are carrying crop insurance. The inputs and the cost of raising a crop of grain is really way too much of a risk for exposing farmers on a year like this. But unfortunately, ranchers don't have the same coverage. They've had emergency aid through the farm bill, but that's all kind of fallen apart, and it's doubtful that that emergency aid will be made available in short terms, especially with an election year. A Democratic mayor in the crucial swing state of Florida says he has absolutely no intention of helping President Barack Obama win re-election, and he may not vote for him in November either, apparently. Citing a campaign promise not to get involved in partisan politics, Alvin Brown, the mayor of Jacksonville, told the Tampa Bay Times he wasn't going to support Mitt Romney, but he wasn't going to say who he would vote for either. So it sounds like Obama's losing some troops off the front end. Poor little fella, eh? He must be feeling awfully lonely.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
And it was, in fact, wasn't it? An amazing, amazing time in history, I must admit.
4, 3, 2, 1, live. All right, Squire, you're on the air.
Thanks, Mac. This is VOCR, broadcasting live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Broadcasting live around the world on the Blog Talk Radio Network and a number of individual carriers that make up the TerraChat Radio Network and chat rooms around the world that wish and choose to carry our signal. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon to everyone who would be listening. We appreciate your time. As we have stated a number of times throughout our broadcasts, the VOCR has a long-term goal, and we are in the process of final negotiations to link into several audio chat platforms. A uniform connection into these various platforms is unheard of. We will be breaking ground, which shall increase our live interaction. And VOCR invites moderators of chat rooms to contact us with the possibility of providing room content via the VOCR radio show or Night Talk Radio. So email colinknight at terrachatnet.com for more information, and maybe we can get chatting. You are listening to VOCR Radio,
the voice of the Canadian Rockets.
And there you go. And you can get in touch with us that way, and that is the easier way to do it. Well, let's have a little chat about internet chat. I've been involved with internet chat for nigh on 10 years or so, maybe longer. Back in the days of the old political backroom type of chat areas on the old Yahoo system, some old ICQ pals were there and kind of got mixing together. It was a dark and dingy little chat room with old scrap heap type vets hugging the Western style bar. You could almost smell the stale something on the floor and the tobacco and cigar fumes wafting throughout. In the corner, in the shadows, of course, the bilge rats who haunted the chat rooms. Now, these were almost dead souls at the end of their days, passing time on the internet, waiting to die. Now, when Yahoo and PalTalk and MSN came up with audio chat rooms, it was like a breath of fresh air. The opportunity to voice chat with others who enjoyed debates and discussion. No more typing your face up in hopes to explain what the emotion in a person's voice would most certainly highlight. Within weeks, the language became foul. Disgusting verbal fights broke out, and nasty add-on programs began to cause all sorts of communication issues. Bots were released on the internet with a specific purpose of destruction. Now, over the years, many of the holes in the software exploits have been plugged, and systems perform at a much safer level today. However, internet chat remains the wild west of discussion and debate. Don't expect revelations or even grade 12 thought process. And expect every curse word known to man to be thrown at one time or another. It is unfortunate that it is very unfortunate that internet chat has been ruined by those that wish to destroy rather than create.
Voice your opinion. Participate in your future. Become engaged in socio-political events. Say your piece. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. This is the VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockies. The voice continues after this.
But my father came from a Kenyan family that includes generations of Muslims. As a boy, I spent several years in Indonesia and heard the call of the azan at the break of dawn. I have known Islam on three continents before coming to the region where it was first revealed. That experience guides my conviction.
You're absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith.
The Holy Quran tells us, and the Holy Quran also says, we will convey our deep appreciation for the Islamic faith, which has done so much over the centuries to shape the world.
Voice your opinion. Participate in your future. Become engaged in socio-political events. Say your piece. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Got something to say? Need a place to vent your opinion? VOCR Blog offers you that opportunity. Send your opinion piece to VOCR2012@gmail.com and watch it post. Say your opinion. Become engaged. The purveyor of political pontification, Guru Notion. You're listening to Night Talk Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network.
And Night Talk is Saturday night. Looking forward to doing that show. Got some really weird and freaky stuff to talk about. But here's a story that will kind of make your eyes water, boys. Apparently, thieves stole a man's penis while he slept, according to police. Yep, Fei Lin, 41, of Nikoa Village near Wenling City, in East China's Xinjiang province, told police he was asleep when the thieves burst into his room, put a bag over his head, and according to reports in the Daily Star, they put something over my head and pulled down his trousers, and then they ran off, Lin said. I was so shocked I didn't feel a thing when I saw I was bleeding and my penis was gone. Now, police believe the attackers were jealous lovers of several local women who Lin was apparently having affairs with. This according to the Austrian Times. Now, Lin denied taking part in any infidelity, but emergency workers and police searched for Lin's anatomy, but turned up nothing. Now, according to TNT Magazine, the penis thieves are nowhere to be found, but police said they are looking for the jealous lovers. Now, here's something a little embarrassing. A couple of weeks ago, we advised you that a number of towns in California were filing for bankruptcy because of financial tribulations. Well, here's one that took some money to try and update their security systems to make their police dispatch and radio systems second to none in the country. The leaders of police communications. Well, Oakland, California, the city's year-old $18 million police radio system failed repeatedly during President Barack Obama's visit to Oakland on Monday and during protests that surrounded it. many of the 100 police officers assigned to presidential security duty that day were unable at times to communicate through their radios with police dispatchers, and even with each other during the president's fundraiser at a downtown theater, according to the head of the city police union. Now, at one point, officers couldn't reach dispatchers for about 30 minutes. Some officers reported that radios failed altogether shortly after the president departed, and some protesters began blocking downtown streets. Simply, it doesn't work. That's the bottom line. The police officers have no confidence with the current radio system. It puts officers and citizens they serve in serious jeopardy because of its unreliability. Now, the radio system that began operating in June 2011 was supposed to be a needed upgrade from a previous analog network reputed to have numerous dead zones in some of the most dangerous parts of town. But the new digital system has been even more troublesome, plagued by breakdowns and dead spots that have left officers vulnerable to blackouts across Oakland and even in many commercial buildings, including the basements of the downtown police headquarters. An official report commissioned by the city administrator's office released last week said the new system needs numerous improvements due to poor reception, unclear audio, and speaker problems. Well, doesn't that sound like exactly why they spent the $18 million? Was to get away from those things? Or am I just reading that wrong? It seems to me that somebody is not exactly being fair to the $18 million already spent.
You are listening to VOCR Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network. We'll be right back with more of Open Line.
For every person who found a job last month, which was not a lot, 3 people gave up looking for a job.
Even though we all struggle to make ends meet, some being luckier than others, the pressure which surrounds our daily lives sometimes sends average citizens off the rails. But for the grace of God go I. There is a modern saying that many citizens are 2 paychecks away from the street. The downturn of the economy certainly has not helped in reducing pressures on the home front. If you're doing okay, don't forget those who are less fortunate. Be considerate to their needs and their feelings. But for the grace of God go I.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets on blogtalkradio.com.
Looking to contact the show? VOCR2012@gmail.com. 24-hour opinion line 240-696-6030 or on air live 347-324-3287.
For every person who found a job last month, which was not a lot, 3 people gave up looking for a job.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets on TerraChat Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, the purveyor of political pontification calling nights.
And it appears that the business owners do disapprove of Obama's job performance. I guess you can count this as a potential win for Mitt Romney's message about business owners. The latest poll, 59% of them disapprove of President Barack Obama's job performance, according to Gallup, that was released this afternoon. 35% of business owners said Obama is handling the presidency in the right way, and making them one of the occupational groups with the most negative opinion of the president. Interesting. It looks like Obama's dropped from 41% approval and keeps hitting on the downward slide. Now, the Romney camp, of course, latched on to the "you didn't build that" comment. and it is, seems to be working fairly significantly for Romney against Obama. And Obama, of course, has been hammering away at the Bain Capital, but that seems to have backfired because, according to poll results, it seems that that's a good thing for Romney, that it shows that he has a business mind. Now, do you think?
Now, one side in this campaign has been telling us that the issues of this election are the maintenance of peace and prosperity. The line has been used, we've never had it so good.
I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage. You know, if I help him, he's going to help me.
But I have an uncomfortable feeling that this prosperity isn't something on which we can base our hopes for the future.
The key point I'm making right now is that the economy is moving in a positive direction.
And yet our government continues to spend $17 million a day more than the government takes in.
You're telling me we got to go spend money to keep from going bankrupt?
The answer, yes, I'm telling you.
You are listening to VOCR Radio on the TerraChat Radio Network.
You most certainly are. Here's a really interesting story that was buried way in the back of one of my local newspapers, and I kind of traced it back to an AP story, but it didn't get much airplay today. An internet security company says it received a report that nuclear plants in Iran were being hit by a virus that makes their computers play music by the rock band AC/DC. Uh-huh. In a blog posted earlier this week, F-Secure Labs, which monitors spyware phishing, said their scientists were working, that a scientist was working at an atomic energy organization of Iran, sent a series of emails saying computer systems at the Natanz and Fordow nuclear facilities had been infected by a computer worm. The sender said hackers shut down their automation network and Siemens hardware. And he said, I know very little about the cyber issues as I'm a scientist, not a computer expert. Now, that was all translated and transcribed by F-Secure. Apparently, there was also some music playing randomly on several of the workstations during the middle of the night with the volume maxed out. And apparently they were playing Thunderstruck by AC/DC. Now, it appears to be a legitimate story. I have to question it. But Iran's nuclear facilities have recently been infected by viruses called the Flame and Stuxnex. And the Hypernun told International Business Times were part of a U.S.-Israeli cyber espionage operation. So, you know, have we got our fingers into their internet? Are we playing the Noriega game with Iran using technology? I seem to remember trying to get Noriega out of his safe haven. I believe they played AC/DC, did they not? In fact, I'm quite sure they did. So maybe this is just another one of the PSYOP's special battles to see if they can crack this nut and make him come out. What do you think?
You are listening to VOCR Radio on the TerraChat Radio Network. We'll be right back with more of Open Minds.
For every person who found a job last month, which was not a lot, three people gave up looking for a job.
Even though we all struggle to make ends meet, some being luckier than others, the pressure which surrounds our daily lives sometimes sends average citizens off the rails. But for the grace of God go I. There is a modern saying that many citizens are two paychecks away from the street. The downturn of the economy certainly has not helped in reducing pressures on the home front. If you're doing okay,
remember those who are less fortunate.
Be considerate to their needs and their feelings. But for the grace of God go I.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets on BlogTalkRadio.com.
Looking to contact the show?
vocr2012@gmail.com. 24-hour opinion line 240-696-6030 or on air live 347-324-3287.
For every person who got a job last month, which was not a lot, three people gave up looking for a job.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets on Aerojet Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, the purveyor of political pontification, Colin Knight.
And as we continue with the show, moving down into the final 4 minutes or so, I have to say that with all of the news programs and all of the breaking news that's coming out of the Middle East, and now with the Olympics opening up as we speak in jolly old England, the pressure on the world is upon us. Most security agencies around the world that are in charge of a nation's defense are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and watching the events that are transpiring. Ladies and gentlemen, we no longer live in a peaceful society where we can go about our business oblivious to those things and items around us. I have mentioned this a few times over the years, but I will mention it again. Please join your neighborhood watch. Be cognizant of what lives in your neighborhood. Be cognizant of vehicles that are not normally parked in your neighborhood that seem to have been there for an extended period of time. Be cognizant of changes in your neighborhood that you have not been made aware of prior to those changes being seen. Be aware of what's around you. Do not live in bliss and ignorance that everything is all right. You need to be the eyes and the ears of your citizenry. You need to be the foot soldier for your nation. And those calls to your police department or your Homeland Security department may save dozens or thousands of lives. So be cognizant of your area you live in. Be aware of all of those things around you. And do your part as a good citizen. Do your part. That's all that can be asked of any man and any woman, is to do their bit. And if you can do your bit, then each person that does a little bit, you'll have a lot. So thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you for listening. And we look forward to your emails. Some will look forward more than others, but we do look forward to your emails. So make sure you send them vocr2012@gmail.com. vocr2012@gmail.com. I got to get out of here.
Hey there, got a minute? We all have busy lives, and sometimes we forget the small things in life that make many people happy. We work hard, and we earn a great deal of money, or we hope to, and we spend a great deal of money. And yet there are those in our world who have no money to spend. There are those in this world that are fighting for survival as we speak. Give a moment to think of those people. Do what you can as a good human being. Do what you can to help their world be a little brighter. Good night, and we'll catch you back here on the next edition of VOCR Radio. This has been a TerraChat Network production. www.terrachatnet.com.